presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Look! Up in the sky!
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman! Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can leap tall buildings at a single bound, race a speeding bullet to its target, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth and justice.
And now to our story. As you remember, Clark Kent, Lois Lane, and editor Perry White were amazed witnesses to a private demonstration of Dr. Walter Roebling's secret voice machine, a highly sensitive instrument able to pick up and magnify sounds unheard by the human ear, even the voices of those long dead. Thrilled by the demonstration, Kent, Lois, and Perry White returned to the Daily Planet building, convinced that Dr. Roebling's machine could well be used to join the countries of the world in a permanent bond of peace. But none of them was aware that even as their car left the elderly inventor's house in the suburbs, that Jack Roebling, his dishonest nephew, who had made one attempt to gain possession of the voice machine, was hiding behind a hedge, waiting for the opportune moment to break into his uncle's basement laboratory and, out of revenge, destroy the only existing working model. With him is his blonde wife, Chickie. At the moment, under cover of darkness, Jack Roebling is using a hacksaw to cut through the iron bars guarding one of the basement windows.
Can't work this blade too fast. She heats up. How's it look, Chickie?
Nobody's coming. Jack, why won't you listen to me? What'll this get you? Maybe 10 years in jail, that's all.
Who asked you?
Oh, wait a minute, Jack.
Let go my arm.
Listen to me, Jack. Just give me a chance to say a few things, and then if you want to go ahead, okay.
All right, talk fast. We haven't got all night.
Remember when you first told me about your uncle and the machine he was inventing?
Yeah, I remember. So what?
Well, you told me he was no good. You said he was out of his head. A crackpot, that's what you called him.
That's what he is.
Well, anyway, you talked me into helping you take his invention away from him. Because the way you told it, it belonged to you by rights.
What are you driving at?
Justice, Jack. We tried to get it from him, and we were caught. He could have sent us both up for 5 years. He didn't. He turned us loose because he didn't want you to have a police record. And no guy who does that, Jack, can be so bad.
He's still a crackpot.
Well, what if he is? He never hurt you, did he?
Oh, can the chatter. I got
work to do. One more thing, Jack. You're going to cut through those bars. You're going to climb into the basement and bust up your uncle's voice machine. All I want to know is, what'll it get you?
Just what I want. Revenge and the $10 million the machine is insured for.
You haven't got a chance at the $10 million, Jack. And you know it. That means you're going to knife an old man who did you a good turn just for revenge. Well, I'm not.
What's that?
I said I'm not. I don't want any part of it.
Wait a minute. Did I hear right?
You heard perfectly. I've done some things I'm not very proud of, but this is one thing I won't do.
Oh, no?
No. So long.
Come back here.
Sorry, I'm pulling out.
Chickie, I'm warning you. Come back. Okay, you little double-crosser. This'll stop you. Where is she? I'm sure I hit her. Chickie! That's funny. Chickie! I don't get this. Well, one thing I know. She can't take the car. I got the keys. Maybe I missed her. Okay, let her hike into town. That'll give me time to finish the job here. Guess the old man didn't hear those shots. But thought they were backfires. And no time to waste now. Which window is it? Oh, here. Okay. 4 more bars to go.
Come in, Kent. Close the door.
Here's the report you wanted on the demonstration of Dr. Roebling's voice machine. I don't think I left anything out.
Good. I wanted that down on paper while it was fresh in your mind. Kent, that was the most amazing thing I've ever witnessed.
Yeah.
Imagine standing in that basement room on the outskirts of Metropolis and listening to Abraham Lincoln delivering the Gettysburg Address. Oh, it's like a dream.
Yes, it certainly is.
I can't wait to break the story, Kent. It's the scoop of the century. Oh, incidentally, did you understand Dr. Roebling's explanation of how the machine works?
Well, yes, it's simple enough. You remember what Dr. Roebling said about dropping a stone into a pool of water?
Yes, it makes waves.
That's right, and so does sound. Sound waves. Dr. Roebling's theory was that these sound waves never completely disappear. That if he could develop a receiver sensitive enough to pick them up, he could recreate the sound no matter when it occurred. And he's done it.
And that's just the way I want you to write the story the moment Roebling gives us the go-ahead. Simple, you know, so everyone can understand it.
Uh-huh.
Harry White speaking. Who? Oh, hold on. It's for you, Kent.
Oh, thank you. Hello? Yes, this is Clark Kent. What? A young woman. I see. Yes. All right, I'll be there in 5 minutes. Thank you.
What's the trouble? You look worried.
Well, that was the city hospital. A woman was just brought in an emergency case, and she keeps asking for me.
Well, that's funny.
Yeah. I'd better get down there. No telling what it might be.
No, I'll go with you.
Okay. Meet me at the elevator.
Dr. Talbot, report to emergency ward.
This is the room, gentlemen, but before we go in, I'd like to tell you what we know of the case.
That's a very good idea, Doctor.
According to the police, a motorist picked this girl up on Metropolis Boulevard.
I see.
She was semi-conscious with a bad bullet wound in her back. How she ever managed to stay on her feet is a mystery. She was brought here and will be operated on within the hour. She's conscious now and keeps repeating your name, Mr. Kent.
Yes?
We have no means of identifying her and thought possibly you might supply some clue.
Well, I'll do my best.
Good. We shall go in.
Kent. Clark Kent. Get Clark Kent.
You see? I'll close Kent. The door.
Get Clark Kent.
I know the girl. Her name is Catherine Roebling.
Who's there? Is it Clark Kent?
You may go over to the bed.
All right. I'm here, Miss Roebling.
Oh, Mr. Kent. They found you.
Yes, I came the moment they called.
Come close. It's hard to talk and... there isn't much time.
All right.
Jack, my husband, he's trying to...
Just take it easy, Miss Roebling. Who did this to you?
Listen, this is important. Jack is trying to break into his uncle's laboratory.
What did you say?
Yes, he's sawing through the iron bars on the basement window.
What?
He wants to wreck the voice machine.
How do you know?
Oh, I know, believe me, I know. You've got to hurry. There isn't much time. Hurry. Let's hurry. Let's stop him. Hurry.
She just told me something that makes it necessary for me to leave at once, Doctor. I'll be back.
Emergency ward.
Oh, wait a minute, Kent. I'll go with you.
You'd better not, Mr. White. This may be dangerous.
I said I'll go with you.
Okay, come on.
You say this is the same nephew who forced Dr. Roebling to sign over all rights to the voice machine?
Yes, that girl in the hospital is his wife.
Who shot her?
She didn't say, but I think I can piece it together. Evidently, she refused to help her husband break into Dr. Roebling's laboratory to destroy the voice machine.
You mean you think her husband shot her?
I wouldn't be a bit surprised. Oh, hold on, we make a turn here.
Why, the dirty rat. Roebling should have tossed him into jail the first time.
Yeah.
Kent, I hope we're not too late. Do you know what it means if that machine's wrecked?
I know.
Roebling's an old man. He'll never live long enough to rebuild it.
Well, maybe we're not too late. There's the house up ahead. I'd better park on the driveway. Come on, Mr. White.
Where to?
Well, she said he was sawing the bars on a basement window. Now, wait a minute. Hold up. There's the window. See it with the bars missing?
Yes.
Come on.
Don't touch that machine, Roebling, if you value your life.
Who's there?
Never mind. Don't touch that machine.
I've got a gun and I'm coming to the window shooting.
Get around to the front of the house, Mr. White. Find Dr. Roebling and have him call the police. Hurry!
Okay, be careful.
I said I'm coming to the window shooting. Stand back.
I think it's high time
Superman took over. Roebling!
Look out, mister.
Evidently you don't recognize my voice, Roebling.
I'm not kidding, mister.
Neither am I. I'm going to give you one chance to toss that gun out of the window and follow it yourself. Just one chance.
Ha! Here's what I think of you.
All right, you've had your chance. Now I get mine. That gun won't help you. Nothing can help you now.
You won't get me. Not until I smash this machine into 1,000 pieces.
What? I warned you about that. Now you'll suffer for it.
Ah! Let me go! Let me go!
I'll let you go into dreamland.
Kent.
I better switch back to Kent in a hurry.
Kent, where are you?
Down here, Mr. White.
Turn on the light, Mr. Kent. Pull the cord over the table. What happened?
There. You can see for yourself.
Good grief. The machine.
Your nephew smashed it. I was a split second too late.
My voice machine. It's ruined. Completely ruined. It's ruined.
Tears of sympathy form in the eyes of Clark Kent and Perry White as they watch the elderly gray-haired inventor stand before the twisted mass of steel and wires that was once a monument to his genius. Dazed and bewildered, he turns away from the wreckage, shoulders bowed and head hung low. Gently, Clark Kent touches his arm.
There may be some way of repairing it, Dr. Roebling.
No. No, it's ruined. Forever.
Is the amazing voice machine completely destroyed? Has the blind, revengeful fury of one man robbed the world of its most valuable method of communication? There are strange developments to come in this thrilling story, so follow every exciting episode. Listen in with Superman.
Don't forget, tune in again for the next thrilling episode with Superman.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.